Okay, this is Eric Kramer. I'm the Chief Investment Officer for Buckhead Investment Partners. We're going to go ahead and get started with their Q4 2015 report on the Integral Real Estate Investment that we launched back in early 2015.
Hi, this is Evan Sherrill.
The first thing that I'd like to do is go ahead and set some context around what we're going to cover, but I'll also make a comment we're doing the call here in towards the end of March, of course, and we had some of this information a while back. Whenever we get our quarterly report from Integral, we usually have a list of questions that we develop, and we've had a number of phone calls and discussions with Integral, not just about the report, but about some of the future of the fund to be able to make sure that we understood. So there's been a little bit of a delay beyond what investors have normally seen in terms of us doing this call. What I suspect is going to be the case is that maybe even in the weeks that follow, but certainly in perhaps just a month or two, we're likely to have more news that would go beyond what we're able to necessarily discuss today. But I'll do my best to update everybody on the call with everything we know at this time. So just to go ahead and get into the meat of things, we have the report that was presented by Integral, and if you've had a chance to look through that report, you'll see that there's really sort of four points that they make, and those four points really follow the four projects that they're talking about. There's some amount of detail about the three projects the fund is already engaged in, and a brief mention of the fourth potential project. So maybe the best way to go forward would be to talk about the four projects, and I'll have some comments that go beyond what Integral has presented in the report. So the first project that I'm going to talk about is going to be what they refer to as the Aviva Midtown project that's in Sacramento, California. And this has been the problem child of the fund, but certainly the project that I think has caused Integral the most grief. You may remember that they had a subcontractor drop out of the project, and it had added some extra expense, and so they've had to go through some careful tactical changes to make sure that they were able to fund and get everything moving along at the pace that they wanted. So there have been some additional costs that have had to be absorbed around that project. But the Sacramento market is still looking very strong, and we're continuing to see growth and movement in rents there that works pretty well. One of the things that they did in that market was they arranged rearranged the financing a little bit so that the fund that we're participating in is going to get a bigger share of the profits than it was going to get before. And they had taken on some debt at a fairly attractive rate for the investors in that project. But they did that to avoid having to take on additional equity investors that would have also diluted the return, as well as forced them to share in some of the profits beyond any kind of preferred rate of return. So nevertheless, things are moving along in the Sacramento project. They're estimating completion in mid-2016, and looking at possibly having the project sold by the end of 2016. Every market is different, and the necessity of a rent stabilization effort is different in every market, but they think that they would be able to be disposed of the project by the end of 2016, whether it is completely rent stabilized or not, just because of the strength of that market. So what that would mean for our investors would be that this would be one possible cash event for us, receiving our profit stake in this maybe before this year is out. The next project that they address has always been kind of a darling of the fund. It's the Mission Bay project, Aviva Mission Bay, that's in San Francisco. And San Francisco is a city that, you know, many people will know, whether you're an investor or a real estate investor, is one where these types of opportunities are in great demand. And so the Mission Bay project is moving along. There's also been some news there from a financing standpoint, in so much as at least they're planning for the idea that Integral might be buying out one of the equity partners that's involved, and taking on, again, a bigger share of the profits, having that happen before this year, and in doing so also create a cash release of some sort. We'll have to see how that goes. This is not a deal that's done yet, so I don't want to paint too a clear picture when there's still lots of decisions that could be made. But the equity investor in that project is had made that as sort of the last investment in a chain of investments that they put together, and is kind of happy to get their money back and move on. And it perhaps is creating a little bit of an opportunity for Integral. You know, one of the things to keep in mind as we go through these projects is that the way BIP negotiated its mathematical interactions with these returns is such that we have a broad range of positive outcomes. But clearly, when we are participating in what's called a GP fund, where we're getting a split of the profits that's based on what we call an IRR calculation, internal rate of return, anything that can accelerate the returns tends to increase the share of the profits that we're able to participate in. So any changes that happen in the fund that are going to accelerate things will tend to cause the IRR to be higher. Anything that delays the completion of projects tends to make the IRR be lower. And since one of the calculations that goes into this is an IRR scale that moves profits into the column for our investors, we like that IRR to be high, and thus for the projects to wrap up as quickly as possible. Sometimes you can pay a little bit more for some financing to occur, and it's worth it if you can make the project be faster. It'll actually increase the returns to our investors. But so again, I expect to have more news about the Mission Bay project maybe relatively quickly here. We'll see. The third project, the Aviva Cherokee project, is in Denver, Colorado. And Denver is not quite the market that San Francisco is, but it is still a positive market. And they're expecting that will be later in completion than the other two that we've already mentioned. They are looking to have the project completed by the end of 2016. That's far enough away that if somehow things slipped a little bit into 17, I wouldn't be completely surprised. But hopefully 2016 is an accurate number there. They would expect then to spend about a year rent stabilizing that project and have that be ready for disposition by the end of 2017. So from where we sit right now, it's entirely possible that we'll... You know, we're looking at less than 24 months for having the three known projects come to some sort of conclusion that is releasing cash to our investors. The fourth project that is potentially part of this fund, and it's actually mentioned in the opening comments that they're still looking at the fourth asset. Is the most questionable. That would be the Peachtree project, so right here in Atlanta. And I think some of our investors were kind of excited to be a part of this fund because there was going to be a local flavor to that. But, you know, it's not a done deal yet. The timeline continues to get pushed back. Certainly this project is the subject of a lot of local gossip and speculation about what may or may not happen. But at least one of the potentials here is that Integral indeed develops the Peachtree project, but that it will not be a part of this fund. Given that Things are not even started there. If this one does come into the fund, it's certainly going to be the last to go. If we would be looking at 24 months to completion and another year of rent stabilization, and maybe that's on the optimistic side from where we stand there, that's at least three more years out. So very definitely much later. Again, I think the economics could end up working for us either way, but I talked about how shorter time frames can tend to benefit our investors. And so, you know, there's a lot of language, legal language, in terms of dates and timelines and choices and options that go into how BIP is interacting with this fund. So I at least want to paint the picture here that one possible outcome is that this doesn't get done at all. Another possible outcome would be that it could be done certainly within the fund, as they speak about. But a third possible outcome is that Integral does move forward with whatever commencement date, but that is not a part of the fund that we're exposed to. And again, we're in the middle of ongoing discussions, so I don't want to go too far down the road of things that we're looking at with that, but may very well have more news on that front within just a few weeks or a month or two. Hopefully by the time we're doing the first quarter report, I'll have more definitive information there. So, you know, we're just talking about four projects at this point. As we mentioned in the last quarterly update, and I've tried to reiterate in the update here, most investors got into this with the idea that they could be seeing this as a let's say a medium term project, something that might go on 5 or 6 years, there could be upwards of a dozen different projects involved. We planned for the opportunity that it could grow somewhat beyond that. We planned for the opportunity that it could be significantly smaller than that. We have contractual language that caps our share of the fixed expenses if indeed it were going to turn out to be smaller, which it is indeed the case. And we have some math involved in the calculations that can benefit us considerably for what the rate of return and the total dollar return will be for our investors if this ends up being smaller than originally planned and shorter than originally planned. So if you think of the math that's involved in all of this having a broad range of outcomes, think about when you buy a tennis racket, there's a sweet spot. There's sort of a spot where you're really wanting to hit the ball, but a tennis racket might be defined by how big is the spot that it still works. We created a pretty broad spot that's pretty even about where it works, but hopefully the way things are shaping up, it's possible that this may come in at the pretty near the mathematical sweet spot for the timing, the size of return, the rate of return, all that. But we don't have any returns to share yet, so we would expect that in 2016, before it's over, we're going to know a heck of a lot more than we know right now and can put some better character around those numbers for you. So some specifics, some generalizations. Does anybody on the call have any questions that they'd like to throw out?
Eric?
Yes, sir.
This is Parks. I'd like to add one comment. I've got friends that live in Sacramento, and they tell me what's causing all the excitement out there is that their basketball team has gotten major funding to build a huge state-of-the-art basketball court right downtown. That's got everybody, all millennials, really excited down there, and property in that area that's close to that court's already started to escalate. But they think the impact will be sweet enough that it'll spread throughout the city. So that's just a piece of information that the locals all know.
Gotcha. And I don't know when that was first becoming a likelihood. I don't keep up with that market enough to know. It makes me curious now to go back and see if that was something Integral had any awareness of when that project first began. They began putting their money to work, I guess it's been maybe a couple years ago there now, so they might not have had visibility to that at the time, but it makes me want to ask so I can know if that's when they saw coming, or are they just getting lucky there?
Right. Well, the main thing they did kept emphasizing to me that it's going to be absolute state-of-the-art and perhaps the best basketball court in America for the professional players to use. And so if that's all true, I really do believe that it'll help the whole Sacramento market, which has always been hot.
Gotcha, gotcha. Thank you for that, Parks. Appreciate it. Okay. Well, we will send out an email with a recording of this call, and if anybody thinks of other questions afterwards, as always, feel free to email them to me or just pick up the phone and leave a message. Sometimes email works best. We're in the middle of a real estate project here in Buckhead ourselves, and sometimes our phone lines are in some state of transition, so email may indeed work the best. But let me know if there's something else that you think of afterwards, and we'll make sure and address those questions. But thank you to everyone for tuning in today, and we hope if we get more news before the next quarterly update comes out, we'll send out an announcement to make sure everyone's up to speed. All right, thanks everyone.
Okay. Your conference.